This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are again.
Your forever people on the DJV program. I hope I am with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner forever. I find that I really enjoy the time. This is, as far as time is concerned during the day, I don't know how the three of you feel about it, but I really, and you can tell in my voice. I mean, we have a great time here. We try to help people out, understanding what's going on. I'm sort of excited. For those of you who may have heard some of the pieces of the last hour, if you don't, we broadcast this program as a service all day, every day. The whole program loops at DougStephan.com or DJVShow.com, and you can also get the podcast. But probably the Jack conversation about our lymph system is not going to be in the podcast, but it'll be in the loop through the course of the day, and it'll be on our DJV Health Show over the weekend. We're talking about our lymph system, the lymph nodes, and got into a conversation about how fascinating the body is. When you think about the design or how it was developed or where it came from, it's one of those intricate things about nature that is so hard to understand. But if you're somebody of faith, and I mean religion, I'm just talking about faith in what things are, what life is all about. Thinking about how the lymph system cleans all the garbage out of your system, how our body continues to fight back after we abuse the hell out of it. It really is. It's so amazing. We're talking about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez and smoking and stuff and what that does to your body and how your body will, you know, at some point it does give up. My mother was an example of that. She abused her body horribly and died at 50. But generally speaking, our bodies are so resilient, and it brings me around to being very philosophical about what it's all about and how life, it seems to me, is so difficult to just pass off as one of those things. You know, okay, it just developed. We came from a single cell in a swamp, you know, and now we are a human being. How does that, you know, happen? It may have been coincidental that they all work together, but to think about our bodies and life in general, look around and how intricate every system in the universe is in our lives, every system in our lives, and not to have faith that there's something bigger and better than we are there that's helping. I don't know. Maybe as we go into the Christmas season, you think about all the good things you have to be thankful for, and that's what Thanksgiving kind of brings us to. As you can tell, I was impacted by the conversation that Jack and I had about the lymph system, and then gets into this heavy philosophical conversation about what's it really all about, Alfie. And it is. It's an amazing reality, and we all should be thankful for it every day that we have the ability to have this experience. Oftentimes we waste it by arguing and fussing and fighting with each other. I guess that's part of the lesson. Anyway, let's move over. Jennifer. The crowd that had the protest in L.A., this is one of many protests around the country. The people who were being told that work for the city or the state or the federal government, you got to have a vaccine. They don't want to.
This was really headed up by police and firefighters, nurses, a lot of the first responders that were involved with this. It was the Roll Call for Freedom event, and it was huge. Thousands of people just filled up the park in front, Grand Park in front of City Hall in Los Angeles. And so, you know, for many people, they think, well, California is just a lost cause, but there are plenty of people who are fighting back, not against the vaccine, but against the mandates. I mean, I think it's, and we've talked about it here, and I feel like most of us have, I think we're in somewhat agreement, that you can think whatever you want about the vaccine, but if you have a police officer who's worked 20 years and is now told that you don't get your retirement because you don't want to take a vaccine, that seems a little ridiculous. It seems you know, get them off the job, work out testing, but taking away their livelihood is just, it's out and out punishment for not following along. And so there are a lot of people who stood with city and county workers yesterday, and I don't know if it'll help, but certainly they were there in force.
It, what's troubling about this is the like think and the like speak, and it's following in the same pattern that so many other things have that are, if you will, politically correct. I'm very much a believer in the vaccine, and I'm very much a believer in wearing a mask. But I don't feel it's my job to tell other people what to do. I'd like to tell them that I think they're making a mistake, but I wouldn't say, you must do this because I tell you to do it. It's kind of like your mother when you asked her when you were a kid, why do I have to do this, Mom? Because I said so. Well, most people that are thoughtful, they don't go along with that. They'd like to think that they can make their own minds up. Now, the other side of that is there are a lot of stupid people in the world. And
but you
so
know, what's really what impactful, like what's impacting everybody's life is that there was already a story in Beverly Hills where a man died because he could not be resuscitated because a paramedic was not allowed to respond to the call because
why?
They didn't have a vaccine. They weren't able to. So they were literally at the station.
The person who was sick or the person driving the ambulance?
The person who was the EMT, the paramedic, was not allowed to respond to this call because he had not shown his proof of vaccination. So he was told to stay at the station, and a man ultimately ended up dying in Beverly Hills because they could not get someone to him quick enough to resuscitate him. And when you think about, that's just one example, when you think about the crime that we all know exists in big cities, and particularly here in Los Angeles, crime, burglaries, thefts, shootings, everything is really going up around Los Angeles. And so is the answer more police or less police? And it's an argument that people have been having for a long time. But when you have the sheriff's department, who's going to lose 50% of their force if they were to enforce the vaccine mandates, that's troubling. That's 5,000 officers that you'd be at a deficit with the sheriff's department. The LAPD has a much higher rate of vaccination. The LAPD is at probably, I don't know, there's probably maybe 20% that are not vaccinated. But still, can you afford to lose 20% of your force? Mm-hmm. So, again, we have to prioritize here. If I'm being robbed, I want a police officer to show up, whether they are vaccinated or not. I'll take my chances with the vaccine.
This is, again, an example of carrying it too far. We've had a lot of trouble. Even the whole pandemic reality is carrying control and government too far. As far as I'm concerned, we ruined the lives of millions of people and wasted trillions of dollars and created the mayhem around the world that the Chinese are just kind of laughing at because we all fell lockstep into...
Yeah, they've been very public about making fun of all the division in our country.
Yeah, right. Anyway, hard to know what the right thing... I think you should get vaccinated. That's my mantra, and I will continue to say it as people... I don't know what the end game is, though, here for people... We seem to be on the right side of it. The numbers are going down, but then
let's
you
hope.
Look at some states, you know, it's going back up.
Like New Jersey, yeah. New Jersey, and New York, and probably Massachusetts, I would imagine. But we're kind of on a watch of in between Thanksgiving and Christmas to see, you know, how much what that's going to bring with lots of people indoors and no ventilation, and college kids are home, and so it just kind of depends on.
I'll say it again. People, this is a pandemic. You know, everybody wants to say it's a pandemic of the unvaxxed or the vaxxed. No, it is a pandemic. And we are going to have to deal with this. And people are going to get sick. They're going to get sick if they're unvaccinated. They're going to get sick if they're vaccinated. We better be ready to treat those people so that we prevent them from dying. And if that's the vaccine for you, that's great. If that's therapeutics, that's great. But this idea that once this magically goes into everybody's arm, it's going to go away, that's not going to happen for the next year or two.
Well, the other side of it is the arrogance of suggesting that I don't want somebody to go out and help somebody else because they're not vaccinated. I think that is pushing the wall way too far. I saw something when I was coming back Sunday night reading the LA Times, a doctor in Los Angeles named Maura Baldrini has gathered about 40 brains from COVID victims. They were people whose body had been left to research. So she's doing research on the brain. for what's described as COVID's secrets. That is, how does it affect various areas of the brain? And this is pretty, I mean, this is down in the weeds kind of.
It definitely infected my brain.
Yeah, it definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that's where my symptoms were, in my
memory
ability
lapses,
to comprehend.
Fatigue,
it wasn't even my
mental
memory
fuzziness.
So much.
Yeah.
It was that I remember sitting on my couch trying to do my emails, and I could not focus. I felt like everything was speeding by me. I had a really hard time just, like, staying still. It was really strange.
Remember last year, last September, in the height of all of this, when I supposedly had a TIA, according to some doctors, now that the neurologist looked at it, and I've had two or three meetings with him, it was 4 or 5 months in. What was September? It started in March, right? So that would have been 5 months in to COVID. And he thought that now, upon looking at, again, this thing, the business of, I didn't have hallucinations or thoughts of suicide, but I had problems with brain fog. My brain was fuzzy for just a minute or two, but that could have been caused by some impact. I haven't tested positive. I don't have the antibodies. I have the shots.
It doesn't come in. It's not like a one-off thing, though, because I have a lot of friends who had long COVID symptoms with brain fog, and it's months it hangs around. It's not just a one-off thing.
Well, it may have been.
It was just a couple of weeks, but it was
struggling
consistent
with exhaustion.
Yeah.
It was consistent with how long I felt sick. So.
All right, so let's spend 60 seconds on the migrant families who've been separated and this whole business of now it looks like Joe's stuck his foot in it. They were going to be paid for family separation.
You know what drives me nuts?
This drives me nuts, listening to this.
Okay, what drives me nuts, you know I don't like what the Biden administration is doing, but I wish I could go in there and help them message. Because they have, it's not even just Jen Psaki. Now they've got this other one in who's in for Psaki, who's got the, Karine St. John, I think is her name, because Psaki's got COVID. It's like, I don't know who's running the show with the messaging.
They're stumbling over themselves.
But it's really bad. So the way this all played out is there was a story that the Wall Street Journal reported on that said that Biden was going to give, or the administration was going to give migrant families $450,000 apiece. When Biden was asked about that, he looked like he didn't know what was going on. He looked confused. He didn't answer. Then he answered the question
again. No, he said, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, the first time he was asked, he was on an escalator. He looked confused. He scratched his head. He didn't answer. Then he got asked the question again at a press conference. He says, it's not going to happen. We're not going to do that. It's a garbage story. Stop putting it out there. And so then he was asked a second time, and he said, I never said it was garbage. That's not garbage at all. We are considering it because people who've been separated deserve to have some sort of payback for what we've done. So it's like they're all
but
over
then he
the place.
Said it's
and
a,
then,
yeah, but then he also said that it's not his decision. This is the Justice Department's decision.
Yeah, uh-huh. And
well,
so the White House press secretary, the messaging, Victoria, is bad. To say that it didn't exist and it was garbage, and then to say, yeah, we're thinking about it and those people deserve to be paid, and then have your press secretary come out there and say Biden's completely open to it after he called it garbage, it looks like a mess. It's not breeding confidence for anybody that anybody knows what's going
well,
on.
Well, he cannot win with the progressives, and he is way too much of a centrist. He cannot win with the squad didn't vote for the infrastructure bill. Thankfully, I think it was 11 Republicans came on board and knew that was going to be good for their state, so they did vote for it. But every time he says something that a centrist would say, i.e., no, we're not paying families $400,000 each who were separated, then he gets so much slapback from everybody on the super left. And
I wish
he can't lie about it. He can't say it's garbage.
Well, it's not a lie.
Say, yeah, I support it. He went from saying it's a garbage story to saying, yeah, we're thinking about it.
Is too big. We're trying to do too many things. We're being inundated with all of this confusion and mass hysteria. The news media is filling, you know, fighting with flames of their own. And we're just fanning the flames of frustration. Frankly, that's the way I see it. I am so tired of these stories, frankly, of these people that should have no business being supported by us because they have no... If you want to somehow fix the immigration system and make it easier for people to come in and do that, but do it legally, I resent the hell out of people who just want to come in here and grab what they can grab at the expense of people like Victoria's father, who came into this country and did it the right way. It is obscene what's...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program for Thursday, November the 9th. Your pals are all here, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay's about to talk to us about this missing North Carolina girl who was rescued after doing something very unusual. We'll tell that story right after this. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
All right, let's get to it, Jay. What's this story? This 16-year-old girl in North Carolina, what happened to her?
She had met up with this guy, and he actually ended up taking her, driving her from North Carolina through Tennessee, Kentucky, up to Ohio, where he has family. His family realized, like, what was going on. She was an underage girl. So the guy takes her, like, away from Ohio and away from his family. And nobody knows how long she was doing this specific hand signal that alerts of distress, typically in domestic violence and domestic home situations of somebody needing help. It is where somebody, you know, it's a single hand gesture. You put your hand up with the palm facing outward, and then you tuck your thumb in while the four fingers are facing up, and then you lower the four fingers down, kind of like trapping the thumb inside a fist.
I'm just practicing that now. As you're explaining, I've never heard of this before, but it requires somebody to notice and then to know.
And to know what it is, yeah.
So how did that happen?
One of the drivers on the road saw her doing this. She looked in distress, recognized the hand signal. They called 911, and this person followed the vehicle until police were able to intervene.
And this whole, the hand signal was launched because of a rise in at-home domestic violence during the pandemic. Women's Funding Network launched this campaign, and it's a signal for help and talking about it. So she had learned this on TikTok. The person who helped her had learned this on TikTok as well. So it is kind of unknown how many people she was trying to do this hand signal to, but finally somebody recognized it and they were able to help her and her return her to her parents who had filed a missing child report.
But this is so obscure. Thinking about it, I mean, I know nothing about this, maybe, and I hope it's not an age thing. I didn't know anything about these sort of hand gestures and who learned them and the fact that they're on TikTok and that sort of thing. And, you know, we all know that there have been a lot of abductions. Young girls, especially trafficking, sex stuff, and why was she abducted?
Well, she went with him, so she had.
So she voluntarily went away with this guy.
But she wasn't meaning to, you know, get kidnapped. She had originally went with him. She got in the car with him.
He's an old guy, right?
She's 61 years old. Yeah.
What was she doing with him? What was the
This sounds like there's
obvious?
A lot of shadiness in this story.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it, and she got into trouble, and she was able to get herself out of it.
She was running away from home, or he was trying to be a wise guy with her, old guy with a young girl.
Yes, they did find some explicit underage photographs on his phone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these types of videos TikTok and Instagram where people are showing different hand signals and ways, if you see somebody who might need help, how to help them without a person, the assailant, knowing what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a good thing it ended up well, and that's what's important. 28 after the hour.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Nina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second.
Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration told a court on Monday it has clear authority to impose a COVID-19 vaccine rule on employers with at least 100 staff, and that a court's order on Saturday blocking the rule could cost dozens or even hundreds of lives daily. As people return to work, the federal government says they risk accelerating the spread of COVID-19 without the rule. Government lawyers filed their complaint in the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. 2 weeks after the European Union Parliament voted 580-26 on a resolution to strengthen European Union-Taiwan relations, an official delegation of lawyers traveled to Taiwan for the first time to deliver a simple message. You are not alone. Taiwan is an industrialized democracy that has been facing growing military intimidation from the Chinese government, which views the self-governing island as a breakaway territory and must be brought under its control. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security.
Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. Nope, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As Republicans stormed last Tuesday's elections in Virginia, New Jersey, and other locations across America, many folks are not happy with the direction of America under President Biden's agenda. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina on Fox News explains the formula that Glenn Youngkin used in Virginia to defeat socialist agendas.
I've been trying to say it for a long time, and he just did it. Happy warriors attract a bigger crowd. That politics is a game of addition. That talking about education is something that we as Republicans should always focus on. Having parental involvement is key. I've talked about the importance of school choice and education equality for a long time. He has run on those issues that resonate with the average person in this country. We're going to have to just talk plain English to our folks. And when we do, when we champion the causes that they believe in the most, we're going to be okay.
NBC News reported Monday a new study finds that eating more animal fat is linked to a higher risk of stroke, but the risk is reduced if people get their fat from vegetable sources, even in larger amounts. Participants who ate more amounts of animal fats, excluding dairy fat, were 16% more likely to have a stroke than those who ate the least amount of animal fat. The report concluded if everyone could make small modifications, such as reducing red meat and processed meat intake, the implication for public health would be huge. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, I'm ready. Today is Tuesday. It's Go to an Art Museum Day. All right, so ladies, Victoria, Jay, you ready to go to an art museum?
Yeah. Haven't been to one
art
in a long time.
Are great. Sure.
Why, were they closed down because of the pandemic?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, 100% yes, in Jersey and New York. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so how did the two of you individually, how did you find art when you were younger? How do you define art? What's an expression that's called art?
An expression or a medium?
Well, isn't an expression? Art is an expression of something, isn't it? There's all kinds of art,
mm-hmm.
if you get right down to it. Some people, when I was a kid, art I thought was drawing or picture. But it isn't. We all have a skill. It could be there's an art to putting an air conditioning system in a house. It's an art, that's an artistic event. It's mm-hmm. it's if it's done right, functions well, there's an art to that.
Building homes, architecture, designing
yeah.
clothes.
Right.
It all is. I learned about art when I was little in school. We had the picture lady, which was always room moms, come in, and then we would do something related to artwork, whether it was drawing.
Did you have art and, classes?
Oh, yeah. We had art classes sure. all the way through graduation of high school.
And what took place in those art classes?
Different things. You had drawing and coloring with the charcoal-based stuff or the more waxy-based crayons. You had the, with Thanksgiving coming up, the hand turkeys. You would trace your hand. There was also the, not I don't know if you would call it sculpting, but it was these discs, like these tiles that were kind of rubbery, and then you had tools that would dig kind of parts of this disc out. So you were creating artwork without drawing something, but you were kind of drawing with these tools.
I think I told the story on the air a couple of weeks ago. I was at an auction, and there were boxes and boxes of these things that the gentleman who owned the farm, the last 10 years of his life, he became a craftsman. And he had bought certain tools. Some of them were electric. Some of them were you'd chisel and hammer and stuff by hand to make sculptures out of wood. He had a large forest, and he'd cut a tree down, and he'd take the tree, and he'd make a sculpture. It was magnificent art. There were old crocks, barrels that used to be used for wine or to age certain things like pickles. Building those by hand, that was an art. That's gone. How much, I mean, think about it. What skills, artistic skills that used to be a part of life are gone? Think about that. I can see that, examples of that on the farm every single day. The way things used to be grown and then the way they are now is an art to grow vegetables and to be able, it's an art to create situations where people are living thanks to the work that you do. That sort of thing. But then we tend to, I think, put art into the category of what Leonardo da Vinci did, the Mona Lisa. Now, that certainly is a best-known work of art. Now, that was in 1503 when he did that. A couple of other important museum artistic days, Le Louvre in France, first public museum, world's largest art museum, opened in 1793 in Paris. And then the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, opened in 1870, known as the Met. A lot of hoopla always every year about the Met Gala and people going to it in these outrageous outfits, like they were the most important part of it. Hello, it's the museum, you dummies.
Well, that's for not the Costume like Institute at the museum, but yeah, I mean, it's a, and that's a huge tourist draw. So that's an actual, when they have the Met Gala, that's actually, every year it's a different exhibit. And that brings in a ton of money because people really want to get in there and see whatever the theme is and mm-hmm. the costumes and stuff that go along with it. But yeah, the Met is gorgeous. It's still, I believe it still is the largest museum in the United States.
It's a huge facility and it's the backdrop for lots of, I think there's a movie that Pierce Brosnan was in.
Yeah, the Thomas Crown Affair.
Thomas Crown, right, yeah, yep. With Russo, right?
Rene Russo
was in it?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
I love
yeah.
that movie.
That's
yeah.
a great movie, and there's a great shot of the Met as the, you know, the sort of a, it plays into the movie. But it's just identifying what art is, having people appreciate it. It's different for everybody, not the same. I took Lit and Fine Arts because it was required when I was in college. It was the only course that I ever flunked in my entire life. Because it required me to memorize, and everybody else in the class, to memorize pictures. And then, I mean, I didn't mind, once I learned what the picture was about, being able to do a narrative around it, that was okay. But me having to memorize things, I've never been any good. That's why I was never any good as an actor, because I'm not good at learning lines. I would always, whenever I do it, I'd be paraphrasing. I'd be doing a talk show as an actor. And that doesn't work. Well, it does if you're a big-time actor and you can get away with not having scripts like Burt Reynolds did and Bruce Willis does, and now The Rock. There are a lot of those, you know, movies that just have a concept and then they just play with it depending on the actors. I could never do that because I wasn't that good an actor. But it really is. Learning things like that is a gift. And recognizing them, I think, is a gift as well. The art of writing a book or a story or a script, you know, all those things are artistic. So I don't want to belabor it, but it's nice to have you know, the ability to recognize what is art. And to every individual is probably different. But the human body is an artistic work of magic when you think about it. Think about it. What works? It's just amazing. Okay, here's the, let's get back to the real world. Trevor Reed is a 30-year-old former Marine who is in Russia, been detained by the Russian government. He's been in jail for 2 years. Who even knows who this guy is?
I feel like he does. Well, we've talked about it, but
yeah,
we haven't. Yeah, it hasn't gotten a ton of attention.
No,
because COVID happened, and so.
Well, but he's been on a hunger strike for the last week, and the fact that we know that is kind of interesting because the Russians tie that stuff up, and so there must have been some form of social media or some communication. So now his family's all worked up about it, as well they should be. What's our government doing to try to get this guy out of jail? His treatment has been obviously bad.
I don't remember. What
trumped
was
up
he...
charges by the Russians.
Yeah, so. But about what, though? There was something specific that he had on him. I feel like now that I'm thinking of details of the story from a couple of years ago, I thought there was something...
He had a Russian girlfriend who apparently was up to his Mickey with some kind of little
there was something
but.
Yeah, there was something shady. It wasn't just a clear case of he's
well,
an American
he beat up
who
a
was
couple
arrested.
Of police officers who were chasing him around.
Yeah,
too. I think that was the case. But the American embassy has called for the trial. He's been on trial, and it's pretty ridiculous what's
sure.
going on.
Yeah.
So he's been in a labor camp in Moldova. Now, if there's a place that's worse than Moldova, it's probably where's the play out to? Where do they send you in Russia? Begins with an S.
Siberia.
Siberia, right? Well, this
well,
is
Moldova
the next
sounds
story.
Like every movie on Hallmark where there's like a fake kingdom and
yeah.
the prince runs away for Christmas and marries an American girl. Like he's always the leader of Moldova or some
right.
place like that.
mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
I don't know, if you're already in a prison camp, would you maybe think of doing something else other than a hunger strike?
Well, the fact that it's gotten, I just am amazed that it's sort of gotten the attention that it's gotten now. Because he's been moved around and nobody's paid any attention or nobody's known it. The Russians are pretty good about keeping that stuff secret. Like, nobody really knows where what's-his-face is who has all the secrets. He's there someplace, but nobody knows where they've stashed him. Edward
Snowden.
Snowden. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
he
Russians...
lives high on the hog. So.
Oh yeah, he's having.
But see,
a
that's what
it.
I'm saying. You could easily accuse Edward Snowden of real high crimes, and then
mm-hmm.
this guy kind of there was you know some low level stuff with the girlfriend, and he was there to try to learn Russian. I don't know. It just yeah, it's so suspicious of why I don't know.
There's
I don't
a
know
lot
why
more to
the
story.
Don't. But I also don't know why more people don't focus on Edward Snowden. I mean, he's not just there out of the good graces of Putin. I mean, he's clearly handing the government something. You don't just get to hang out in a penthouse in Moscow with your girlfriend and your new baby. You don't get to do that. So, like, no one seems to care what Edward Snowden
a mystery?
Is giving
them. There's no mystery
them.
To this. There's no mystery to this at all.
But, I mean, there are plenty of Americans who still sort of, like, idolize him, and I really
don't
understand
I don't idolize
understand
him. I'm glad
why.
We got the information that he exposed, but he's kind of a creep. And
well, he's
done
a coward.
There's been so
him.
Many
yeah.
films based off of him, too.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. The DJV download every day, we have a program that gives you a voice in terms of you being able to share your ideas and thoughts with us on social media. We share our thoughts with you. The most recent DJV download has us discussing your inner voice. I find this is a theme sort of this week. Other conversations that are in the podcast, the city council race in Portland, Maine, ended with a tie. the decision was handled by drawing the name out of a bowl. I think that was great. We talk about Vin Diesel extending an olive branch to The Rock to get him in the last of the franchises for Fast. It's going to be called Fast 10, and they're getting ready to start production. And so Vin Diesel called up The Rock and said, okay, I know you don't like me or we haven't gotten along, but come on, you have to come along with this to finish off the story. And that plus $20 million probably will do the probably seal the deal. At any rate, that's part of our conversation. Lots of things going on every day. The podcast you can hear every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Okay, so there's the story floating around today from Florida about a mother who spent 85 days in the hospital. She gave birth, but she had COVID, and then she had complications of COVID.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Oh.
Yeah. What, for that much time, 85, that's almost 3 months.
I mean, not that long. Not that long. That is definitely the longest I've heard. But I've heard so many cases of women who didn't want to get vaccinated while they were pregnant, which I understand.
I think I get that. Yeah.
I mean, I understand the fear there. Your daughter-in-law did it and got vaccinated while pregnant. Everything's fine. Yeah. The good news is your new baby grandson will be born with antibodies because it is very deadly. As much as people say, oh, it's not that deadly for kids, well, for a lot of babies it is. And so...
They don't have the immune system adjusted yet. They get what their mother has.
But a lot of moms, a lot of moms have died right after giving birth because of COVID complications.
I quite like Sophie. She's just a hot ticket. She's perfect for my son. She really is. So, that's something exciting to look forward to. 10 before the hour here.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today.
Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay.
Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's the DJV program with our pop friend, Charles Curry, who's here. Mr. Pop Culture. Well, he's certainly very informed about what's going on in the world of movies and videos and that sort of thing, and that's why he's here. There are a lot of things every day to report on, and Chucker's got his report coming up right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is incredible. Don't you think so, Victoria, Jay?
Yeah.
Incredible. All right, Chuck, I've given you your lead. Take it from there, would you please?
That is the opening theme to the Incredible Hulk TV show, which ran from 78 to 82. Lou Ferrigno, who played the Hulk on that show, believe it or not, turned 70 years old today. Started as a bodybuilder, got a big break with that role. And that role has led him to probably making a very good living, Doug, at a lot of these conventions. His autograph is probably worth $50 a pop. So he's probably done very well.
Alive?
Yeah. Right. Wow. Overcame impaired hearing and
he couldn't hear. He's really good of himself.
Yeah, he's also, I don't know if you ever heard him interviewed on radio, but I know a buddy of mine who used to do sports talk radio.
He doesn't speak well.
Paul in Oregon. He is a very good interview, though. He is a very interesting person. He's very down to earth. Yeah, he's a lot
to say. It's hard to follow him, though. It really is because he's not. I mean, I've been around him, and he's a wonderful guy.
I love that show. And I got to tell you, Bill Bixby, who was David Banner on the show, he was pretty awesome. Talent, Bill Bixby. Talk about a likable person. That guy was extremely likable. Had a nice connection with his audience. But anyway,
who
happy
played
birthday
him in the movies? Who's it? I can see his face. But I'm
Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo.
Well, first
right.
It was Eric Bana. Eric Bana did him in a standalone movie, and then what's his name? Ed Norton did him also.
Really?
That was a one and done film, and then he hired Mark Ruffalo for the Avengers movies. They've never done a standalone Hulk movie, though, with Mark Ruffalo. I don't know why, but they have not. Anyway, I just want to point out, Showtime brought back the TV show Dexter, and after almost a 10-year hiatus, they came back with Michael C. Hall in the lead role. I watched it last night. I got to tell you, I loved it. I think that guy was born to play that role. It fit like a glove, and I just loved every single minute of it. I'm glad they brought that back.
Yeah,
I know you're not into serial killers, Doug, but this is a good one.
Thanks very much, Chuck. So there's a release on Hulu, a documentary, in fact, about Janet Jackson's Super Bowl controversy. Why are we going back to that? And is there
an
audience for it? It was 2004.
Well, this is a new. There's a huge audience for this. This is the New York Times series, on Hulu. They're the ones who did Framing Britney Spears, and the next topic is Janet Jackson and what happened, how Justin Timberlake was basically completely unscathed, and Janet lost her record deal. I mean, she lost so much because of
did she
what
really?
He was
I didn't realize
with.
That.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I didn't realize
it's a
that.
Really big story that set
but,
her
I mean,
career back
by a decade.
But
in the scope of anything that could go wrong in life, is that really such a big deal? What happened there?
Well, that's kind
of
the point.
Well, at the time, absolutely. Yeah. And this is what actually started YouTube. The guys who created YouTube got into a discussion of were wanting to find the video for this and thinking, well, hey, other people probably want other videos for stuff.
So what year did it happen?
2004.
Well, okay. Time flies.
Yeah.
It does. And they all recovered well from it.
One other bit of movie news. Leonardo DiCaprio, who picks his projects very selective, signing on to play religious 70s religious cult leader Jim Jones in a new movie at MGM. I think that'd be a pretty good project. I mean, Victoria and Jake probably don't remember
that story,
but
Chucker.
That guy, that, huh?
How do you tell that story?
Wait, what? Which is the story?
Jim Jones, who I think convinced like 1,000 people to drink cyanide, and they all died. It was an incredible, horrible thing
God.
In the 1970s.
I don't know. Thanks.
God. Unga bunga. All right, Chucker, you're our favorite. We love you. Chuck Curry with...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.